Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Here we are, Tuesday, June the 16th, 2020, 16 minutes past the hour, coming up on 17. And we're having a heck of a day here on WWGH Radio, and we've got a lot to talk about this hour. Now, I said that I was going to have a story to tell this hour. Well, partially this hour. I don't know if it'll eat up the whole hour, but it certainly will eat up some of this hour. Because here's what I've learned. Now, when you do a show like this, a lot of times you have guests on the program, and that's always a good thing. If you have good guests, that's always entertaining, and it's always fun to talk to people on the toll-free line. And by the way, feel free to call in anytime. We love hearing from you. 740-383-9944. Or if you want to weigh in at any time during this conversation, please feel free to call in. 740-383-9944. Now, before I get into this, what I want to do is let you know what's coming up today here on this station. Today on the station, we have the Adam the Computer Guy show today, 2 until 3 p.m., and then we have Voice of a People with Linda Sims, 4 to 5 p.m., and the Pastor Spot with Pastor Steve Whitaker, 5 until 6 p.m. today on this station. So don't miss any of those programs for love nor money. All right. Now, let's get into last night. Now, here's what I found in doing a program like this. Anytime you do anything out of the ordinary, it automatically becomes something you might talk about on the air. Because, you know, you're always looking for material. And sometimes the material box gets a little low. And you know those mornings when the material box is getting low. So, anytime you go out and you do something at night, or you're invited somewhere, or anything of that nature, you're always looking for something to talk about the next morning. Now, it's kind of like the McDonald's thing. You know, and a long time ago, it used to be the bacon at Wendy's. Although, I hate to go back to this, but I still don't believe Wendy's sells bacon. I know people have called in and have told me that Wendy's sells bacon. But the truth of the matter is, I still have never seen it. Now, I've never stopped at Wendy's in the morning because it's not really on the route to coming here in the morning, although I guess I could put it on the route. But I have never gotten the bacon from Wendy's. I used to get pictures of the bacon from Wendy's in the morning. But to be honest with you, I have not seen this bacon. I really don't know if it exists. I don't know if Wendy's does bacon. To me, that's still a mystery. It's one of those things. So, we really, to this day, if you're a longtime listener of this program, we really still don't know about the bacon at Wendy's. Maybe one day we'll know about the bacon at Wendy's, but at this particular point, we don't know about the bacon at Wendy's. It's like the large Diet Cokes. You know, I would never ask for a large Diet Coke, but when they show up, that's something you talk about. It's just what you do. Okay, so let's get into last night. Because I find this fascinating. This was a little more than just your typical outing. And let me tell you how this all started. It was not planned at all. Yesterday, I got a message sometime in the afternoon asking if I wanted to hang out last night. You know, and still at this age, that's what you do. You hang out. And I thought, oh, okay, you know, that sounds like fun. I like to do that. I like to go outside and sit or do whatever and talk about whatever's going on in the world. Who doesn't like to do that? So I got this invitation to come to a little thing last night. And I'll tell you, the first problem not that this is a huge problem, but the first problem with this was I had never been to this person's house. Now, that's not usually a big issue, but because the house was very close to where I live. It was like 5 or 6 minutes from where I live. But here's the thing about this. The first time you go to somebody's house, it's always kind of a thing because you don't really know where they live and you have to find where they live. And, you know, it's a little bit of a project and you really don't know who's going to be there. And you don't know because you're not on other people's turf and it's just different. The first time you go somewhere, it's always just a little different. You don't know if they have pets. You don't know kind of the whole situation. So anyway, I get invited to this thing and I say, oh, sure, I'll be there because, you know, I'm always up for a good time. So I feel like I'm saying so a lot in this conversation. I decide I'm going to go to this little get together last night because it sounded like fun, which, by the way, is why I did not do the Facebook Live last night. I meant to do a Facebook Live last night, but after this thing, I could not get into the Facebook Live. So I'll have to do that another night this week, because I do enjoy doing that. In any event, I head over to this get-together. What time was it? Like 5 o'clock. 5 o'clock last night was when we were supposed to meet up. So I head over to this get-together, and again, I've never been to the house. I don't even know if I've ever really been in that neighborhood. So I go over, and I saw the house, even though I did drive by it, because I just wanted to go and turn around and get a parking space. So I go around, I see the people sitting out on the porch. Okay, this is going to be a lot of fun. And you can tell how much fun I thought it was going to be by the excitement in my voice telling this story. So I pull up at the house, and I go sit on the porch and start having a conversation. And immediately that goes very well. I mean, obviously it was somebody I knew. That's good. So now I'm having a conversation. And that's going well. And we were having drinks. Let's put it that way. We were having, drinks that were not Kool-Aid. Okay, which I don't normally do a whole lot of. You know, I really don't have any alcohol in my house at all, to be honest with you. That's not true. I have a lot of wine in my house that people have given me over the years, but I never do anything with it. So I just have all this wine in my house. But, I'm not a drinker at home. I don't know why. It's just never been. I never, like, have the need to calm my nerves or anything like that. So I just don't have a lot of alcohol. I don't drink a lot of alcohol at home. So I go to the house and immediately we start with the drinks last night. And the drinks were actually good. I can't remember what they were. Some kind of there was several options, which this I thought was very interesting. Like right off the bat, I thought for an impromptu get together that it was interesting that there were like four options of alcoholic beverages that I could have. Because normally an impromptu party is not like being at TGI Fridays. You know, somebody comes to you and says, okay, we've got this, we've got this, we've got this, we've got this. You know, normally that doesn't happen when you just go to somebody's house, but that happened, and I thought that was kind of a nice touch. Now, this will bring itself out further as the story goes along. So I'm sitting out on the porch and, you know, having a good time. I chose one of my options on the menu as far as an alcoholic beverage goes, and it was good. So we're having a conversation, and it's going along pretty well. And then at one point, it was decided that we were going to go out back, because out back there was a big patio. And we're going to go out back and sit on the patio. Now remember, I've never been to this house before in my life. So we're going to go out back, and we're going to sit on the patio. Now this is where the story gets a little interesting. So we have to go through the house to get to the back patio. So we go inside the house, and they have dogs. Now, this is not a huge issue for me, because I don't mind dogs. Dogs are fine. The only time I don't like dogs, as I've told you, is when I go out for my nightly run or walk, whichever you prefer to call it, depending on the night. Some nights it's a run, some nights it's a walk. I don't like when people leave their dogs off their leashes. That's the only time. So, I go into the house and there's dogs. Now, I don't really know how many dogs there are in this house, but there were a few. So, I go into the house and it's just long enough to pass from the front porch to the back porch. So, going through the house, apparently what happened was, and I still don't really even understand this, but apparently I got too close to one of the dog's food dishes. I got a little too close to the dog's food dishes. So this dog goes insane and just about bit my hand off. Now, I hate to use it in that, I hate to be that, you know, ferocious about what actually happened here, but literally just about bit my hand off. And it was my right hand too, and I'm right-handed. So this would have been a real thing. Because if you don't have your right hand, what do? It kind of limits your work in life if you're missing a hand. So the dog goes bananas. The dog goes ape, as they say, as I'm crossing through the house. And the owner of the dog yells at the dog and says, oh, that they always say this. By the way, I love this. Anytime a dog goes berserk on you, the owners will always say, she's never like that. She's never like that. She's never been like that before. Oh, yeah, I think they've been like that before. But that's nor here nor there. So the dog about bites my hand off. And then, after they apologize for the dog, well, I guess it's not they. I guess it's after she apologized for not biting, because the other person, it's not their house. And she might have been attacked too. So after the person apologizes for the dog about biting my hand off, I was told that I was standing too close to the food dish. I was just a little too close to the food dish. So apparently this had caused a whole issue, which I have never heard that before. It's not like I was blocking the food dish. The room was circular. Heaven knows this dog could have got to the food dish without any trouble with me standing there. In any event, the dog about bites my hand off, but yet it doesn't, so we're okay. You know, I guess close only counts in horseshoes and hand grenades in this particular situation. So now we pass through the house and we go out back. Now, out back is very cool. There's a little, I think you would call it a pond. To me, it looked more like a stream, but I guess there are fish in it, from what I was told last night. Apparently only one fish, though. I don't know what that's all about, but there are fish in this pond. So we go out on the back deck and continue the beverages, which that was fine. The beverages were great. And now we're working on different beverages as we're on the back patio. Now, here was one of the cool things, because this is a forgotten art. Because with every bit of happiness, or every bit of sadness, there's a bit of happiness. So the sadness was the dog about biting my hand off. Now, happiness is, we go out on the back deck, and we're continuing with the drinks. But, now, I don't really know. To be honest, I should have asked the person. But I think they had planned this on the way home yesterday, because they had all these appetizers, I guess is what you would call them, out on the back deck. And I was like really impressed by this, because people don't do that anymore. You know, you go to most people's houses now and here's a bag of Lay's potato chips. That's about what you get. You know, here's a bag of Ruffles. Knock yourself out. But in this particular situation, there was actually a cheese tray. And I think it was a cheese tray that the person had actually made. It was not one of those purchased cheese trays. It had, like, I think it was like three different kinds of cheeses on it. It had the Ritz crackers. So you know the person is Ritzy, because most of us would just use saltines. But they had the Ritz crackers out there, and it was all laid out, you know, beautifully. Like the person was in the catering business. That's what it reminded me of. The person was in the catering business. So we had the cheese tray out there, and then we had, and I'm not really sure what this is because I didn't try it, but it was a big piece of bread. I don't know what it looked like. Have you ever seen those pictures of the atomic bomb? It looked like one of those atomic bomb pictures, piece of bread. It was an atomic piece of bread. And apparently, you were just supposed to rip a piece of this bread off and dip it in this dip. And I don't know what the dip was. Now, the dip was purchased from the store. I could tell that. But I don't know what the dip was. I looked at the container. It was kind of like, it had little green specks in it, and it was kind of whitish. But you just, you know, I guess you rip the piece of bread off, and you dip it in the dip, and that's another appetizer, which I'm impressed with. Even though I didn't have any of it, I was impressed with that as well. And then there were some bags of other things out there that you could eat. So, I mean, we really had a spread out on this back patio, and I was thinking to myself, we should have gone to the back patio to start this thing. Even though we didn't spend a whole lot of time out front, I thought we really should have went to the back to start this off, because we were having hors d'oeuvres. Is that what it was? Hors d'oeuvres. That's a good word. That's a good French word, I think. Hors d'oeuvres. We were having hors d'oeuvres out on the back patio. Hors d'oeuvres would be French. I guess it's appetizers if you're American. So we're out. And we ended up being out there quite a while. Probably a couple hours, I think, at least. Because it was pretty close to 9 o'clock, I think, by the time I got home last night. But we're sitting out there. And here we go again with the dogs. Now, after the dog had about bitten my hand off, all of a sudden, now the dog is out roaming free in the neighborhood. The dog is just out now. And the dog actually came over to me at one point, to the point to where I had to pet this dog, which I like dogs, so that was not a big issue. But I wasn't particularly fond of the dog that had just about bitten my hand off. So I thought, oh, well, I guess I can pet this dog, and one of two things will happen. Either I will make this dog happy, or this dog will take another lunge at my hand and finish it off. And I'll have to do something else in life, because I will no longer have a right hand. So the dog is going around, and I don't think the dog ended up acting out anymore. So maybe it was because I was standing next to its food. I really don't know. But the dog is roaming around the rest of the night, having a good time. Yeah, by the end, the dog, we were in good shape with the dog. But in the beginning, the dog was a little, dog was a little uptight. In any event, we were out there, and we're having appetizers, so on and so forth. And let me just put it this way. One of us, not me, so this will narrow it right down, one of us, not me, had quite a few drinks. Now, I don't know how many drinks had been obtained by the time this thing started, because clearly it had started before I got there. And I could tell, as the night was going on, that this person had, you know, a few. Now, it was fine, though, because it was their house. So, you know, they weren't going to drive or anything of that nature, so it wasn't really a big worry. But it's interesting to watch somebody become less... There are two ways people go when they start to drink alcohol. Some people become very gregarious and happy and loving, and that's what happens when they drink. And then some people... Well, there are three things that can really happen, I guess. And then some people become very angry and kind of just been out of shape. And then you get your third group, which is what happened last night. Some people just become at peace with the world, and they stop arguing, and they just become very relaxed. Now, that's what was happening last night. As time was going on, this person was definitely becoming more relaxed, which that's fine. It was a nice night to relax. And you know, with the appetizers out on the back patio, it was really fun. So she's definitely calming down at this point. And as the... There was one point right before the end where she had actually laid down out on the patio, just totally laid down, because I could tell, I think the feeling of the evening was taking hold. Now, one thing I want to say about this is it was a lot of fun. I enjoyed it. It was good to get together and talk and, you know, just have a lot of fun. But the one thing that was funny to me about the whole situation was no. Have you ever had these people in your life that no matter where you are, your relationship never changes with them? You could be standing in the middle of a bullfight, and your relationship would not change at all. And that's kind of what happened last night. You know, this was a situation I don't think anybody in this particular group had ever been in before. It was at somebody's house. It was with appetizers. It was with drinks. And it was basically the same dynamic that it has been in other places. Nothing changed at all. So, here's what I learned from this particular situation. And this is kind of why earlier on I was talking about going, you know, sometimes impromptu things are just the best. And this was an impromptu thing yesterday. Didn't come about until yesterday afternoon. And we got it together within like 2 hours, 2 or 3 hours. This thing was able to be pulled off last night. It was fun. It was enjoyable. And I think this is how you get rid of stress in life. You have friends who do that for you. Now, I was not stressed out. There was nothing going on in my life yesterday. To be honest with you, I really don't have a whole lot of stress in general. I don't think I have a whole lot of stress. I couldn't tell you the last time I was stressed out about something. But some people do have a little bit of stress. And I think it's moments like that, those impromptu moments, that really cause all that stress to go away. And that's really something I think we should take more time, smell the roses, enjoy those little get-togethers, and have a good time. But again, I do say I was very impressed with the appetizers and how they were laid out. I was very impressed with the hospitable service. You know, the drinks certainly kept coming last night. And I was impressed with just the overall easiness of it. Because sometimes going to other people's houses can be a little awkward, especially the first time you go. But that did not seem to happen last night. So it was good. It was a fun night. That's how I spent my Monday night. And my hand was about eaten by a dog. But I will tell you this. You learn a lot of things that you cannot talk about on the radio when you are at these things. There were some stories told last night that clearly I could not, I can't bring up on the radio. I can't even allude to them on the radio. But I think sometimes, I don't know if people think that you're going to come and talk about them or not. Clearly, last night this was not an issue, or the people wouldn't upset them. But at some point, you've got to have some kind of a editor in your own mind about things that you will talk about and things that you're not going to talk about. And there are certain things you have to leave off. And in this particular situation, there were some things that I have to leave off that happened last night. But by and large, it was a good experience. By and large, the drinks were good. By and large, the food was good. And by and large, I about lost a hand due to the dog. So that's what happens. So I have to say that by and large, this was a good event. Now, I will say this, though, that there were some moments. Now, I'm not going to get deep into them, but there were some moments that were a little awkward. There were just a couple. Nothing huge, nothing that would be problematic. But there were just a few. Have you ever been in one of those situations? And I was thinking about this last night as these situations were happening. I was thinking, you know, this is kind of an odd situation. This is kind of an odd dynamic. But you deal with it. Oh, and I want to talk about this. I want to forget not to talk about this. This is kind of funny. Because when you go to somebody's house for the first time, you don't know where the restrooms are. And not that that's a frightening thing to ask, but you have no idea where the restrooms are. So at one point during this thing, after the drinking of beverages, I had to go to the restroom. So I've never been in this person's house. And at this point, I've been in there like 3 minutes, long enough for the dog about to bite my hand off. So I asked the person at one point, where's your bathroom at? And they gave the worst directions I've ever heard in my life. It was something down the left, turn left, and go down the hall. Never been in this house. This house does not have a left and a right. It's not like that. And the bathroom is in the most confusing place you've ever seen in your life. And the bathroom door was closed. So, you know, there are like 17 doors. And I don't want to go, like, opening doors in somebody's house. Who knows what you'll find behind the doors. So, you know, find a dead body or something. Then you've got to report that. I don't want to do that. So I go in. The person was not in their house. They sent me in. Go ahead. The bathroom's over there. This is why I think maybe they'd had one too many drinks at this point. You know, most people would say, okay, let me show you where the bathroom is. Nah. Just go in there. Find the bathroom. You're on your own. So I go in, and I follow the person's directions, and clearly I'm nowhere near a bathroom. Nowhere near any kind of a bathroom. So now I'm trying to find people in this house to direct me where the bathroom is, because I cannot find an open door. I cannot find anything that looks like a bathroom. Honest to goodness, at this point, I thought, you know what? Maybe I'll just get in the car and go down to Meijer and use the bathroom there. It might be quicker to do it this way. So finally, I find the bathroom in the middle of the house. It's right in the center. I've never seen a bathroom right in the center of a house like this. So I go into the bathroom and, you know, take care of business. And then I come back out, and let me tell you how nice I am. I never even mentioned how difficult it was to find the facilities in this person's house. But don't we all go through that at some point? When you go to somebody's house you've never been to, sometimes you have to use the restroom. And sometimes you get poor directions, like I got last night. But I did find it. So, the point of this story is that it was a good time. I did enjoy it. It could happen again. Who knows? But I think impromptu things are the best. So tonight, obviously, I'll be looking for some kind of get-together somewhere in the world. So I'll have some material for tomorrow's show. But it was just an interesting a moment. Oh, and there was something else I wanted to mention about this whole thing. Okay. Now, well, you know, there's some conjecture on this whole bathroom thing at this point as far as I'm concerned. But it was a little different. 45 minutes past the hour. Now, here's the other thing about last night. Now, how do I want to say this? There are children in this house, which are great, great kids. But one person showed up last night during this whole hullabaloo. And I had, have you ever had a great, you know, you're having good conversation with the people who are already there. But I had one of the great conversations. Let me tell you, because I think at this particular time in life, we're worried about young people. We think that the world's just going mad, and there are riots, and there are looting, and people don't know what they're doing, and graduations aren't happening, and there's just all kinds of problems going on. So, I run into this person, who I'd actually seen earlier on in the day, at this get-together last night. So, I'm standing on the porch, having a conversation with this person. And, you know, I'll tell you, they could not be, it's an 18-year-old guy, could not be more impressed. And this kid is so analytic, so able to hold a conversation, so modest about his talents. And I was talking to him about possibly where he was going to go to college. And this is pretty much the conversation, that he needed to follow his dream, and he needed to do what he wants to do because he has all the talents to do it. And I do believe that, because I've met this kid a few times. So I'm having this conversation with him, and this moment happened, and I thought this was one of the coolest things. As I was getting ready to leave, he said, "Thank you for talking to me." And I thought, that is, who does that? Nobody thanks you for talking to them anymore. Certainly nobody under the age of 30 thanks you for talking to them. And I thought, wow, what a good kid this is. And just basically confirmed every thought that I had always had about them, that this is a good kid, a good, solid kid, and this kid's going to do great things in life. There is no doubt in my mind you're going to hear from this kid as time goes on. What a cool, smart, with it kid, and always a lot of fun to talk to. So I was totally impressed by that. I thought, you know, you want to talk about all the bad things that young people are involved in. You know, there are still good kids out there without question. So that was my night in a nutshell. Good time. So telephone lines are open. Anybody have anything to say? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Oh, and there were also cookies involved. But I will say this about the cookies. I didn't get any. I'm not even sure that anybody offered me any cookies last night, to be honest with you. Now, they were claimed to be homemade. Now, I can't say that they were homemade because I wasn't there while they were being made. But they might have been homemade. Although, nobody ever said, "Would you like a cookie?" Now, I don't want to be, you know, militant about this. But you would think somebody would say, "Do you want a cookie?" It didn't happen. But we let it go. So we'll say they were homemade. I've heard raves about these cookies. Although I don't know that I've ever had one. No, I take that back. I think I did have one at one point. But that's about it. But I don't think I was ever offered one. So that's the way it goes. 50 minutes past the hour here on this Tuesday morning. I do want to mention this. One of our longtime listeners out there, I hope he's listening this morning, Tom Fout, I believe, is going in for some minor surgery this week, maybe minor surgery. And I know he's a devoted listener. So, Tom, best of luck to you from your friends here at WWGH Radio. Hope you have a very successful surgery. I'm sure you will. And back listening to the radio before you know it. So out to our friend Tom Fout. Best of luck with your surgery later on this week. I know it's nerve-wracking to have a surgery. So we send you our best thoughts, wishes for a very speedy recovery. Now, Oh, yesterday, I had the weirdest experience yesterday. I was out in public doing a few things yesterday, and I ran into so many people who listen to this show. And, you know, that happens from time to time. But yesterday I ran into such nice people. And I wanted to, I don't have the people's names, but I wanted to run this off because if they're listening this morning, I want them to know how much I appreciate always saying something. I hope if you ever know that it's me or you recognize my voice or anything like that in public, come up and say hello. I like that. I always like to meet and talk to people who listen to the show. Now, there was a gentleman who was listening to this program a couple weeks ago, listening to the Friday night show, and he was at home with his wife having M&Ms and wine. I remember this very well. And I finally got to meet him yesterday, and he said he was listening to the show yesterday morning, and then I ran into him like an hour after the show had went off of the air. So he was just very complimentary, and I do remember him calling in, and I hope he continues to have his M&Ms and wine with his wife on Friday night and continues to listen to the program, and it was a lot of fun to meet him yesterday, so I want to recognize him. And then there was a lady yesterday who, this was one of, and I think this is what she said, so I hope I'm not misquoting this story, but she came up to me, and the first thing she said was, she said, "You're a miracle." Or magical, not miracle, magical. You're magical. Now, you know, tell me something I don't know. No, I'm kidding. But she said, "You're magical," and, you know, that's a nice compliment, and then went on to say that she listened to the radio and had had it on in her car and so on and so forth. And actually, it listened from her bathroom, I think she said. And I always think this is a much bigger compliment when people listen in their bathroom. Because a lot of people don't have radios in the bathroom or do not take their listening devices to the bathroom with them. So the fact that you would take your listening device or have a radio in the bathroom and you listen to this show, I appreciate that. So, you know, that is magical to me. George Kasotis used to listen in the bathroom. He had a radio in the bathroom. And he used to tell me he listened to this show from the bathroom in the morning. So I appreciate that person for coming up yesterday. And also, a lady came up to me and said, "You must be doing something strange because I just got out of my car and I was listening to you." And of course, this was probably like 1 or 2 in the afternoon. And clearly it was a repeat yesterday that she was listening to. And she knew that. But it was just nice of her to bring it up and talk about things that had been on this station. So those three people I wanted to recognize because I ran into all three of them within the course of maybe 3 or 4 hours, and they could not have been nicer, and I always appreciate meeting people who listen to the show. Highly unlikely we would do this show if we didn't have people listening to it. So thank you so much. It was all a pleasure. It was my pleasure meeting all of you yesterday because I don't think I'd met any of you prior. If I had, it's just my forgetful memory not remembering it. But it was great to meet all three of you yesterday, so I appreciate that. 740-383-9944. Phone lines are open. 740-383-9944. I wasn't sure if we would get a dispute because I took like 35 minutes there recounting last night's get together, and I thought there might be a dispute on what the events that actually took place, because sometimes I tell these stories and I think people think they're not true because I'm absolutely full of the truth serum when I tell these stories, and I think people see it a different way. Like, nobody offered me any cookies. Now people will see or say that they did offer cookies, but I can tell you there was no cookies offered at this particular occasion. Although, again, I was impressed by the cheese and the Ritz crackers and, oh, there was pepperoni. I didn't get any of that, but there was some pepperoni out there. And what was the, I'm trying to think of what that dip was. There was a bread thing and there was some dip. I didn't get any of that either. I was eating the cheese. That's what I was doing last night, having cheese with my beverage. But it was a lot of fun. So it's always fun to have impromptu events, which is kind of the theme of the whole program this morning. Don't turn down those impromptu events. Phone lines are open if there's anything on your mind. 740-383-9944. 740-383-9944. We always enjoy hearing from you, the listening audience. And we would love to hear from you today. 4 minutes left in the program. Don't forget that coming up at 2 p.m. today, the Adam the Computer Guys show at 4:10 today. We've got Voice of a People with Linda Sims. And at 5:10 today, we've got the Pastor Spot with Pastor Steve Whitaker. Don't miss any of those programs right here on WWGH Radio, your talking spot. We never stop talking on this station, that is for sure. But it was a good time, and maybe tomorrow. Oh, you know, yesterday, I had an interesting thing happen yesterday as well. I got an offer to come to a different state to do some things in late July. Now, I don't know a whole lot about this right now. I've actually got to talk to the person who the invite came from, so I don't have the details on this yet, but it might be something that would be enjoyable. But you don't know right now. I mean, I don't think the COVID stuff would stop me at this particular point. But I got to get more details on what's going on in late July. I think it's the last weekend in July that I got invited to do a few things. And it looks like it's going to be a lot of fun. So it looks like it's something that I'm going to do. I think it's a weekend, a Friday, Saturday, and a Sunday night in a different state. But I'll bring that up more to you as time goes on. But it was a very, very, very nice offer and a very, very nice, interesting thing. Just an interesting event to be asked to be a part of that I think is a foreshadowing of things to come in the future. You know, I was going to ask this today because we've had many questions on this show about what makes a good friend. And I'll do this with 2.5 minutes now, but maybe we'll talk about this tomorrow as well. What is a sign of a good friend? To you, what makes a good friend? What is the one quality a friend must have? Now, we've talked about this, I believe, with spouses and girlfriends and engagements and proposals and all of that sort of thing. But what is the quality in a friend that matters most? We talk a lot about besties and things of that nature, but what is that quality? What is the quality that is important to you? Now, the quality for me is that their dog does not bite your hand off or does not attempt to bite your hand off. Because once the dog attempts to bite your hand off, then you know you're in an awkward situation. You don't want that dog biting your hand off. You don't want any bloodshed at a little impromptu event. And then, as I say, as the owners always say, they never act like that before. They never acted like that before. Well, you know, that does not soothe my nerves. A matter of fact, if you're telling me your dog has never acted like that before, and all of a sudden they're going berserk on me, I'm a little more worried. Because I'm thinking, now, what in the world has prompted this, and has this dog finally snapped and going to bite all of the digits off my hand? That's just something you don't need. I'll tell you, today's show has flown by here. Remember to check out the website, WWGH1071.com, archives of programs dating back until January of 2016. How about that? Also, you can listen live on the website or download the free TuneIn app. It's absolutely free, and you can listen on any mobile device anywhere in the world, even in Bangladesh, if you would like to. Do you think the people in Bangladesh would get this show? They would hear it, but they wouldn't get it. That would be how it would go. In any event, we're wrapping it up. For this day, this is Scott Spears heading for the dugout.
Marion, Ohio, the talking place. For the famous cookie man, Wally Amos.
And around the corner comes George and Barbara Bush. The first thing that occurred to me to do was to play I went to the chief. and George, we didn't quite know what to do. But Bobby just started dancing.
to legendary talk show host Phil Donahue.
Madeline Murray O'Hara, the most hated woman in America, who took prayer out of public school. You know, we had a wonderful odyssey.